Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and today is going to be an incredible show. We have some pretty shocking things to discuss when it comes to what's played out over the media over the past week or so, what's going on TV, and just what we're seeing in our culture. We know people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want to be healthy. They want to be healing, and they don't want to be rely on drugs and surgeries and injections and all this crazy stuff that people are doing to their bodies or being told they have to do to their bodies. And really, at the end of the day, guys, when we look and see what's happening in our culture when it comes to health, we realize we're missing the mark completely. We know that the body is fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that the body is a miracle, that it's designed to heal itself. It desires to heal itself, but many times in the American culture and what we're doing, or I should say not doing to our bodies, we are literally getting in the way of our body's healing potential. See, the potential that we have to heal is beyond what we can ever imagine. And the reason I believe it's there is because we don't feel everything that's happening. So for instance, when you cut your hand or your foot, that cut heals. But not only does it start to heal, but more blood flow goes to the site, not just to make it bleed and to annoy you, but more importantly, because it brings white blood cells to the site of cut where the cut is, right? And the reason it does that is so that it prevents infection, right? So if you sprain your ankle, it swells up, not just so you can't walk on it, but it swells up because the body's trying to bring white blood cells and fluids to the joint so it starts to heal itself. If you run outside, if you go for a run and your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure also increases too. Why? Because your body needs more oxygen, so it needs to pump more blood, right? If we eat certain foods that are hard to digest and maybe they're super acidic and it's causing our body to create more acid to digest that food, we don't have to think about it. That's just what happens. That's how it works. And so what happens is this, though, is that when we feel that heartburn or acid reflux, we just ignore it. Or we cover it up with medications. And so when we look and see what's happening around us, whether it's you, your spouse, someone you love and care about, we're missing the mark when it comes to healthcare. We're going to a hospital, to an urgent care, to a primary care physician, a specialist, whatever it is, to try to get healthy. But what's happening is that we're getting sicker. We're not getting healthier. And so with what I believe and with what we do in our clinic, with what we speak about on the air now going on 7 years, 7 years I've been on the radio, we've talked to thousands and thousands of patients that call in. We see thousands of patients per week in our clinic. And what I see is this, is that people want to be healthy. They just don't know how to get there. And in order for us to get somewhere when it comes to our health, I believe we got to understand what is health and what controls our health. And so the definition of health is that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. I'll say it again. The definition of health is that your body must be healing and functioning. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. And so it's all based off of how we heal. That's it. How we heal, not necessarily how we feel, because sometimes feeling bad is a good thing because your body's telling you something's wrong. For instance, if you have a fever, it doesn't feel good to have a fever, but your body's killing off an infection. If you sprain your ankle, thank God you know it because now you know not to walk on it, right? If your cholesterol is high in the body, thank God you know it because something's going on that you got to address, not with medications, but with other things that have caused the cholesterol to go high, right? And so we got to step back and say, okay, how am I healing? How am I healing? How is my body actually healing? Not how am I feeling, but how am I healing? So many people call in from the radio show week in, week out, and they say, listen, Dr. Nick, I just want to feel good. I just want to get off medication. I want to lose weight. I want to feel good. I want to have more energy. And guess what? I want that for you. I want that for my patients. That's what I want. I want to see a life transformation. Every single time you come into our clinic, I want to see your life transformed, right? Baby steps in the right direction towards health and healing, not towards sickness and disease like most Americans, right? I want to see life transformation happen. And what I do know is this, all the things that we've ever wanted with our health, whether that's to lose weight, get off blood pressure medication, have better sleep, get rid of your headaches, get rid of acid reflux, get rid of neck pain or lower back pain, all those things that we want start to occur and start to happen for you when you start to focus on taking control of your health. And most importantly, getting your body to heal and function at 100%. And so we got to understand, what is the thing that controls all the health and healing of the body? Some people say their heart. Some people say the lungs. Some people say their stomach if they're really hungry, right? But actually, all the organ systems in the body don't control your health and healing. They contribute to the healing process, but they don't control it. There's only one system that actually controls your healing process, and that is your brain, your spinal cord, and your nervous system. It is the master control system of the body, and it's called your central nervous system. And so your brain controls every single function of the body right now. For you to be able to hear me, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for even a cut to heal on your hand, or your stomach to digest food, for your blood sugar to be balanced with insulin, for your testosterone to be produced, for melatonin to be produced, for your dopamine and serotonin to have that chemistry that's working for you, not against you, your brain controls it all. Your brain controls every single function of your body, every single one. And our brain sends signals down our spinal cord across the nerve roots that branch out of your spine and go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. We are not Bluetooth. We are not wireless. We are literally hardwired from our brain to our organs. Brain to our organs, brains to our spinal muscles, brains to our neck, brain to our neck, brain to our back. Our brain is hardwired, is directly hardwired to that. And if our spine is damaged from use and abuse over time, maybe falls, sports, car accidents, how you sleep, sitting at a desk, all are one of those traumas. What happens is that your spine becomes damaged, which leads to nervous system not functioning like it should. So a bad structure of the spine leads to a bad functioning nerve system, therefore leads to bad health. Okay, so let's think about this, okay? Our spine must be straight up and down from the back. Our hips must be even and our shoulders must be even. If you have any slight scoliosis to severe scoliosis, what happens is that it puts pressure on the spinal cord and nervous system, causing not only degeneration in the joints, disc spaces, and nerves, but it actually puts pressure on the nervous system, which blocks the signals to get from the brain to the body. And research actually shows with severe enough scoliosis, you can lose up to 7 to 14 years off your life. Not because you're in pain, but research shows it actually starts to shut down organs. So if it's bad enough for severe scoliosis to hurt your organ function, do you think that a slight scoliosis will also hurt your organ function? And the answer is absolutely it will. Absolutely it will. And so if one hip is higher than the other, or one shoulder is higher than the other, or if you have any types of scoliosis, it's not just a bad posture. Something needs to be done to fix that. Something needs to be done to address that so you not only stop it from getting worse, but more importantly, you can start to correct that. Now, the other area of the spine that we got to make sure is healthy and well is from the side. We have to have 3 45-degree curves from the side. So our neck should be shaped in the shape of a C, like a banana. Our lower back should be in that same exact shape too at 45 degrees. And our mid-back should be going the other way in that rounded position. And so what happens is that if we lose these curves over time, one or all of these curves, whether it's trauma from the birth, sporting accidents, or just overuse and abuse of the body, sitting a lot, text neck on our phone or on a laptop all the time, we actually start to lose these curves. And when we lose these curves, it puts pressure on the nerves, the joints, and the disc spaces, causing damage to your body and is in blocking the healing potential of your body, causing symptoms like neck pain or acid reflux. And one of the patients that came in from the radio show, this is just 2 weeks ago, his name was Jeff. Jeff called in on the radio and he's like, "Hey, Dr. Nick, I feel like you're speaking to me." And I have to share Jeff's story because unfortunately we see this week in, week out when people have been listening to the radio show and they're like, finally they call in, because they're not the type to call in usually, or they just don't know where to go, and it's kind of weird calling a doctor over the air. But listen, I don't talk about anyone's personal story over the air unless I get permission to, right? And so Jeff came into the office 2 weeks ago and he said, "Dr. Nick, what you said in the air, I felt like you were speaking to me, that I tried every single thing when it comes to nutrition, in terms of exercise, and no matter what I do, I still have horrible neck pain, and now I'm developing acid reflux. I've tried different medications for reflux. I go through a Costco size Tums every month, and it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. It keeps getting worse." And so what's crazy is this, is that I go, "Jeff, where do you think the problem is?" And he's not a doctor, guys. So I go, "Where do you think the problem is?" He goes, "Well, I think it's my lower neck, because I've been listening to the show long enough now, and those nerves in the lower neck, they actually branch out and go to your digestive system. And they also go to the muscles in your neck, causing neck pain or neck tightness and acid reflux." I go, "Jeff, I'm going to give you your degree now, because you know more than most doctors do." And I go, "Jeff, now, how did the neck pain start?" He goes, "Well, it started years ago. I got into a car accident, and it was on and off. And every time my neck pain was bad, I would just stretch it out or take ibuprofen and go away. But for the last 2 years, it's not going away. And actually, it's getting worse." And so Jeff calls into the show. He's like, "Listen, I know you can help me." Well, lo and behold, when we go through our entire exam, we do with every single person, we checked out his posture, we checked out range of motion, we did a digital nerve system scan, and we did a full set of x-rays. Jeff's spine was horrible. He had no idea how bad it was. Normally it should be a 45 degree curve, and he was at 0 degrees. Jeff's curve in his spine was at 0 degrees. There was disc space degeneration in his lower neck, putting pressure on the nerves, went straight to his stomach, causing acid reflux. He goes, "I can't believe how bad my spine is, but it makes sense that nothing else is working. But it all started with him coming to our clinic. It's been 2 weeks. Jeff has not had to take an acid reflux medication in 2 weeks. He hasn't taken Tums in 2 weeks, and his neck pain is already 50% better. But it all started with him coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, and our location is in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And if you're listening right now and you say, listen, I need to see if you can help me with my neck pain and or acid reflux. I need to see if you can help me. Nothing's working. The first step is by scheduling a new patient exam. Normally, it's $140 if you walk into our office off the street. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to call now. Call now. When you pick up the phone, call now. I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and owner of Health From Within. We are located at Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, and today has been an awesome show so far. We were just talking about a huge victory in Jeff's life. Jeff came into our office after listening to the radio show for over a year. He came in finally, and 2 weeks ago he came into our clinic. And after 2 weeks of care in my clinic, he hasn't taken any acid reflux medication or any Tums. And also his neck pain that he's had for years, by the way, is decreased by 50% in 2 weeks, which is insane. And so I know people out there that are listening that maybe you're relying on reflux medication. Maybe you have neck pain. Maybe you have both, and you don't know where to go. Listen, Our office is located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. We're here. We're local. We're here to serve you guys. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. You can even go to our website, even schedule appointments if you'd like, at our website, which is healthfromwithinstl.com. And so, you know, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about, where does health come from? Health is not through any pill, potion, or lotion. It's not from the outside in. Health comes from within. My office name, Health From Within, is not just a fancy marketing name. It is true. Health and healing come from within your body. See, the best doctor in the world is not me. It's not your surgeon. It's not your primary care doctor. It's not your specialist. It's your body's ability to heal itself. And so our body is fearfully and wonderfully made. It's designed to heal. It desires to heal. So for your heart to beat right now, for your lungs to breathe, for a cut to heal on your hand, or even for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all, and it sends signals down the spinal cord, out the nerve roots that branch out of the spine, and go to every single cell in the body. That's how you heal, from within, from your brain, spinal cord, and nerve system. That's how you heal. Now, a healthy lifestyle when it comes to proper supplementation, eating clean, detoxing, exercising, all those things are awesome and necessary for your health. But I will be honest with you, they only contribute to the healing process. There's only one thing that controls the healing process, that is your nervous system. The nervous system is what controls every single function of the body, but the lifestyle is what contributes to the healing process as well. So you can't have one or the other. You really have to have it all. And that's what we do in our clinic. That's what we do. That's what we strive to do in our clinic. And we realize as a culture, we're heading in the wrong direction when it comes to health. We have more hospitals, more urgent cares, more specialists, more research going to the drugs and surgery than ever before in history. And we're going to places of sickness and crisis care and disease care to gain true health, and it's not working. It's just not working. We have the best doctors in the world in our country. We have the best medicine, the best surgery, the best surgeons, the best medical schools in the country, in the world, in our country, But we're not getting the results, and the reason is our healthcare model is not really healthcare, it's sick and crisis care, right? We have the best sick and crisis care model in the world, but the problem is we're trying to apply it to healthcare and it's not working. We're missing the mark. And I think at the end of the day, what I've realized is that it's not gonna be Blue Cross Blue Shield that's gonna get you healthy. It's not gonna be your doctor's responsibility to get you healthy. At the end of the day, it's you. And what I strive to do is empower the power of choice in our patients. You're the power of choice when it comes to your health and healing. It's everything you do, whether it's good or bad. You know it's going to move you in the right direction or the wrong direction, right? But we just look in our culture and look at the mass media, what's happening around us, and we kind of got to shake our head, hit our head up against the wall and be like, listen, more drugs, more vaccines, more surgery isn't the answer. It's just not the answer. We know it's not the answer because look at the health of our children nowadays. I mean, for the first time in history, now this is going on 4 years in a row now, for the first time in history, there's actually a trend that's being set that shows and proves that the next generation, that means my children's generation, actually is thought to and expected to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. To me, that's not okay. It's now going on 3 to 4 years strong. It's a trend now. The trend is now that it's expected that the next generation will have a shorter life expectancy than the parents. How in the world is that happening? Because we don't know what health is. We have no idea how to get there. And as a parent, we're taught that if your kid is sick, give them drugs immediately. Listen, more drugs isn't the answer. More surgeries is not the answer. And so when I see the next generation of kids sicker than their parents, I'm not okay with that. I'm just not okay with that. You know, wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it, right? Wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. If everyone's giving their kids Tylenol for fevers, I don't care if everyone's doing it. It's wrong. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Many of us grew up in homes where the doctor said, hey, fever is a good thing. Support the fever. The doctors actually used to say that. They didn't say ignore the fever. They said support it, meaning monitor it, get your kid hydrated, give him a bath, but all else fails, don't give him medication. Pediatricians actually used to recommend that. I know it's weird. I know it's really weird. But I'm telling you guys, if you don't have kids that are under 10, under 15, like ask us some questions, ask the parents some questions of really what's happening when they take their kid to the doctor. It's absolutely frightening. It's absolutely frightening. So wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it, and right is right, even if no one or very few people are doing it. So in my office and within my family and my friends, my hope and prayer is that we are counterculture when it comes to health, meaning we're not like everybody else. We can't be like everybody else when it comes to health and expect different results. We just can't. We can't. We can't eat the way and sleep the way and not take care of our spine the way everyone else does and expect to not end up where they're ending up on multiple drugs. Like, we just can't. It just doesn't make sense, right? So wrong is wrong if everyone is doing it. Right is right even if no one is doing it. So get around those people that are doing the right thing. That's why I love our clinic and our health centers, because it's designed to, I have this clinic designed to create a culture, a place, a safe haven for families and people of all ages to go to us and say, listen, I heard this on the media, I heard this on the radio, I heard this, I saw this on a billboard, my doctor said this, should I do it? Is it right for me? What do you think? Right? What do you think? And just to give you a little insight, just this last week, I mean, something happened on the Golden Globes that just blew my mind. I'm sure most of you saw it, but I didn't see it until after the fact. A patient actually showed me a video. But what happened on the Golden Globes, this is last Sunday night, Sunday evening, I believe, that the host of the Golden Globes, this was like a skit that played out, and it was, I don't know if they're trying to be funny or scary, I don't know what it was, but they actually, mid-Golden Globes, they actually, the host requested that everyone get a mass flu vaccine. And apparently it was a hoax, it was a skit, but to see the video is absolutely frightening, because what happened is when the host suggested that everyone get a flu vaccine, more than 20 doctors came out, or people proposing as doctors came out with white coats on, with a fake flu vaccine needle, asking tables if they want the flu shot. And it was absolutely frightening, because it just makes you think, like, if they're able to do this as a joke, right, what are they able to do if it's not a joke? You know, that it scared the crap out of me, because I was like, oh my gosh, this could literally happen someday. I pray to God it never does, but I mean, think about that. Like, whether people are pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, or indifferent, like, listen, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about mass media said, they took a break and they said, let's get everyone the flu shot. And the host, the comedian, suggested it. And it just blows my mind. It just blew my mind. Because that's what people are thinking. That's what people are wanting or wondering, is the mass vaccinations. And it's this, you know, I'm not going to get into vaccines too much. I know most of you probably know where I stand on this. But I will just say that when we take away our rights, our civil rights to make a choice when it comes to our body or our kids' bodies, when that's taken away, we are in a rude awakening for a crisis that's going to occur. And so to see that happen on Golden Globes was just absolutely frightening. So make sure you get on Google Golden Globes flu vaccines on Golden Globes, and you'll see how that played out. But it was absolutely frightening, and you just think about what's happening in our culture of where things are headed when it comes to, hey, if you're you know, eating so healthy, we don't want to have you come out with us. If you're not getting vaccines, we don't want you to come out. If you're not giving your kids medication or ADHD pills, we don't want to really hang out with you. Well, that's what's happening. Unfortunately, I have an 8-year-old patient who is currently being bullied because he's eating lettuce for lunch. His friends are actually making fun of him, not sitting with him anymore because he's eating lettuce for lunch. Instead of having bread, his mom's making a lettuce roll up. And that's literally that just, my patient told me that last week. And so if that's happening in an 8-year-old, I mean, what's the view of everybody else on if you're doing something different in our culture? And so I want you to be counterculture. Why? Because you get better results. Whether that's with your relationships, whether that's with your health, whether that's with finances. If you're doing the opposite of what most Americans are doing, you're probably headed in the right direction, unfortunately, right? And so one of those patients that I absolutely love her, she heard us on the radio about 3 months ago, Katie. Her name's Katie, and she came into the office and she said, you know, I've been listening to your radio show for a while, and I literally cannot function anymore. I go, what does that mean? She goes, I can't function without, because I have these horrible headaches. I'm having headaches 3 to 4 times a day. They come on, they're intense. I'm not getting better. I seem to be getting worse. And all my friends just say, hey, get on this antidepressant, take these ADHD meds, and you're going to get better. I go, have you tried it? She goes, I've tried it, but it was out of peer pressure. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, my friends told me to take this. My family told me to take this. My primary care physician told me to take this. My specialist, my neurologist said, we're just going to do a CT scan, MRI every 3 months and see if it goes away. But in the meantime, just take, you know, these 4 to 5 medications. And she goes, on top of it all, it's I don't even know if it's the headaches that bothers me more than just how tired I am. She goes, I'm tired all the time. I'm so fatigued. I can barely get out of bed. And most importantly, I can't be the grandmother that I think I'm supposed to be. She goes, I'm tired. I can't take care of my grandkids. I can't watch them because I just don't have the energy to. They make my head pound when I'm trying to babysit them. And I'm just worried about this continuing to get worse because quite frankly, it has. It has. And so we did a full exam with Katie. We checked out her posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan, and we did a full set of x-rays. And when we did the x-rays, we saw degeneration in her cervical spine. We saw disc degeneration that no one had ever told her about. We saw bone spurring on her spine. Guys, she was in her late 50s. And I go, what happened to your neck? She goes, well, I had a car accident when I was like as a teenager, but nothing major, nothing else. And that car accident contributed to what had happened to her spine. And what happens when the spine is damaged, it affects the nerves that go to your head, causing headaches. And I went over the x-ray with Katie. I go, Katie, what do you want to do? She goes, I got to fix this. I have no other option. And guess what, Dr. Nick? These drugs aren't doing anything to my neck. They're not doing anything to help me. And actually, they're just making it worse over time. So we started to adjust Katie. And what's awesome is this, in 3 months, she's off 4 medications. She's off all of her medications. She has not had a headache in the last 6 weeks, and she's sleeping 9 hours a night. She wakes up with tons of energy in the morning, and she has her life back. But it all started with her coming to our clinic, which is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. It's Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening right now and you want to see if we can help you with your headaches or your spouse's headaches, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, it's $140 if you walk in off the street, but if you're listening right now, it's only $40. That's right, you save $100. So this is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will schedule you. We'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Nick Barnes, and you're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. We have a lot of awesome recipes and resources on there that you can access, and it's great. So check that out, healthfromwithinstl.com. Also, if you have any questions whatsoever about anything when it comes to health, and you're just like, man, I know I need to come into the office, but I wonder if you can help me with X, Y, or Z. We talked about Jeff earlier, who had neck pain and acid reflux. Acid reflux is completely gone. Neck pain's down by 50%. We also talked about Katie, whose headaches are gone, completely gone. She's off 4 medications, and so they have their life back. And so many people are thinking, should I call in? Should I text in to get a new patient appointment? Remember, it's discounted. But if you have any questions whatsoever, the number to call or text, if any questions, is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. I'll be accepting any questions right now over this segment. And so I'll be able to respond via text over the break. So once again, text any questions that you would like, 314-323-7214. You know, we talked about how just the culture is going in the wrong direction, rapidly going in the wrong direction, that that we're just, you know, we're realizing that if you're going with the majority when it comes to our health, you're going in the wrong direction. And so we want to realize and emphasize that wrong is wrong even if everyone is doing it, and right is right even when nobody is doing it, right? Or very few people are doing it. And I think one of those things when it comes to our health and healing that we all want to feel great, we all want to look great, and most importantly, I know everyone wants to heal great, right? So we want to heal amazing because our body is fearfully and wonderfully made. We're designed to heal. We desire to heal. We just got to get out of the way sometimes. And so for us in our clinic, we really look at your nervous system first. We look at your spine because that's where all the healing comes from, is your spine. And then we work our way out. Then we look at how you're sleeping, how you're eating, how you're moving, how you're detoxing. All of those things matter. How you're thinking. We joke, my staff always jokes with our patients, like, hey, not only do we want your spine, but we want you to think differently. We want your mind to think differently. And what I mean by that is this, that your body's miraculous, that it's always working for you. It's never working against you, regardless of how you feel. But we got to take the earmuffs off. We got to start to listen to what our body is saying. Symptoms are a blessing if we listen to them and decide to do something different. You know, I was talking with a patient last week about how, you know, healing takes time. Healing is a process. And, you know, you just got to kind of keep your head down and keep going forward in the right direction and realize that no one's going to be perfect. We're going to have some ups and downs. And he stopped me mid-sentence. He goes, yeah, I guess my body isn't like Amazon Prime. It takes more than 2 days to get what you want. I just laughed. And I literally wrote it down when he said that. I go, that makes complete sense. Your body is not Amazon Prime. It takes more than 2 days to get what you want. But isn't it so true as a culture? We live in this, I call it the three C's, the comfortable, convenient, and cheap culture when it comes to our health. I got to be comfortable. It has to be really convenient, and it better not cost me a lot of money, right? That's what most people think. It's why. You're not a bad person thinking that. I want that, but it's just not reality, right? It's called human nature, right? Human nature. So we want everything to come easy, cheap, fast, and I better not have to do anything about it, right? It's like if you want to buy something, you just go to Amazon Prime and you get it in 2 days or less sometimes, right? So your body is not Amazon Prime. It takes more than 2 days to get what you want. Many people, though, start a diet on a Monday morning and quit by Monday at lunchtime. I know those people that are laughing are the ones that have done it before. I've done it. Right? Or how about this? We try to start a diet or an exercise program, and we know the night before we stay up later than usual. We watch reruns on Netflix. Maybe we stay up late watching something we shouldn't. We eat like junk. And then we try to wake up the next morning early to exercise and eat healthy, and it just doesn't work. Or I love it, like when people come into the clinic and they say, it's a typical Monday, how Mondays are a bad thing. Well, I look forward to Fridays and Mondays, right? We should go into the week healthy, not trying to recover from the weekend, not trying to recover from Sunday night. But that's what so many people say is like, oh man, it's a Monday morning. And I ask them what they did the night before. Like, I didn't get enough sleep. I ate like junk. I was busy all weekend. I didn't take care of my body. Listen, your body is an Amazon Prime. It takes more than 2 days to get what you want. Right, we know that getting healthy, the principles of getting healthy, are actually, they're quite simple, and everyone agrees on that. Take care of your spine, which is vital. If you don't do that, you're missing the first step. Eat clean, take the right supplements, exercise, get sleep, and there's of course some subcategories in there specific for some specifics there. Everyone agrees with all that. It's the doing it part. It's the actually coming to our clinic, getting your spine adjusted. It's actually taking the right supplements. It's actually getting enough sleep. It's actually eating clean. That's the difficult part, right? So we all agree on what it takes to get healthy, but many of us just don't actually apply it. And so my goal and prayer and hope for every show that we do is that to give you some knowledge, some not just motivation, but inspiration to change your health and healing, to change how you view your health and healing, but to also be patient with your body. Because it took years to get where you are, and thank God it doesn't take years to get you where you want to be. And that all the things that we want, whether it's getting off acid reflux medication, whether it's getting rid of your neck pain, getting rid of your headaches, losing the weight, getting better sleep, all of that is great, but that shouldn't be our main focus. It should be a side effect of getting healthy. Our focus should be how to heal, getting your body heal and function for you, and get your body to work optimally function optimally. So a side effect is all the things that you want come. They come. It just may take time. And so one of those patients that came in, and I absolutely love him, his name's Joe. He's been a patient now for just over a year. When he first came in, he called into the radio show and says, "Dr. Nick, I sleep 3 to 4 hours a night. My neck pain completely is waking me up. And recently I just got on blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication." He goes, "I hate medications. I'm not a medication guy, but my doctor says I have to get on cholesterol medication and blood pressure medication." He said, "Do you think you can help me?" I said, "Joe, the first step is that we look and see, what does your spine look like?" And he goes, "Why is that so important?" I go, "Well, one, you have neck pain, so we got to look and see what your spine looks like. And then two is we had to see, you know, how are those nerves getting to the organs? Are they getting to your liver like they should? Are they getting to your heart and your blood vessels like they should? Because there's specific areas of the spine that control specific organs and organ systems, right?" And he goes, "Well, I've had no traumas, no car accidents. I really didn't play sports growing up. But I can tell you this, Dr. Nick, that I've had a desk job for 20 years. And I go, "How do you think that's impacting your health?" He goes, "I know it's making it worse. I know it's making it worse." And I go, "What are you doing about it?" He's like, "I don't know. We just keep working more hours. There's really nothing else we can do. But I will tell you, Dr. Nick, that over the last couple of years, my sleep is getting worse. My energy is going down. My neck pain is getting worse, and my blood pressure and cholesterol have keep rising and rising and rising." I go, "Well, do you want to be healthy?" And he said, "Yeah, but what does it take?" I love that answer. "Yeah, but what does it take?" Like, he's hesitant. Like, "So Joe, if you do nothing about it now, what's going to happen?" He goes, "It's going to get worse. So do you have an option to get healthy?" He goes, "No, I have to get healthy." And so the first step we did with Joe when he came in is we looked at his nervous system and his spine, and then we really looked at his lifestyle. And we checked out his posture. We could see he had horrible posture. His head was 3 inches in front of his shoulders, which is just horrible. Also, he had degeneration in his lower back. He had no idea that his hip was high by 2 inches on one side. He had no idea he had bone spurring in his lower back. The curvature from the side and the lower back should be a 45-degree curve. His was nearly at zero. And same as his neck. His neck should be a 45-degree curve from the side in the shape of a C or a banana. And it was at zero. With disc degeneration, he goes, "No one's ever looked at my spine. This is insane. I can't believe this." He goes, "No wonder I'm not healing." I love that. He goes, "No wonder I'm not healing. No wonder I'm not healing. No wonder my body's not working. Can you help me?" I go, "Joe, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is your spine is bad. You're on 2 medications. You're not sleeping. You have horrible neck pain. The good news is you're in the right place and we can help you. My goal is to get your body healing to the point to where you're sleeping better, you have more energy, and your neck pain is gone. As a side effect, the doctor's going to see these numbers like the cholesterol and blood pressure start to come down and take you off these medications." Well, fast forward, Joe was under care for 6 months and he came to me saying, so happy, jumping for joy. He goes, "Dr. Nick, I told you already, my neck pain is completely gone. I'm sleeping 8 hours a night. I have so much energy. This is crazy. My wife doesn't know what to do with me." And he goes, "But more importantly, my cardiologist has taken me off my cholesterol and blood pressure medication today. I'm literally medication free at the age of 50, which none of my friends are." And so Joe has his life back. And it all started with him coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, and our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening right now and you sound like Joe, or maybe you sound like somebody who had headaches before or acid reflux, but let's say you have neck pain, cholesterol or blood pressure medication, one or all of those, and you want to see if we can help you, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, if you were to walk in off the street, it's $140 for a new patient appointment. But if you call and schedule right now, you have to call and schedule right now, it's only $40. You save $100. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. Today has been an incredible show. If you're just tuning in, my name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here reaching the masses. I've been in practice for 10 years, and we just see people heal in our clinic, right? We see them heal. We see people throw away their medication because their doctor told them so. We see people get off their canes, get off their walkers. We see kids who were once on asthma and allergy medication off the medication. We see people who are scheduled for knee surgery, neck surgery, back surgery, whatever it is, cancel their surgeries. That's what we see. That's why I get so passionate on the air. That's why I'm so passionate in the clinic, because I realize and I know that people want to be well. They want to be healthy. They are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And our patients realize that our culture is going in the wrong direction. That our healthcare model, although it's called healthcare, is truly and honestly sick care. We have a crisis care model, one of the best in the world, but we can't take a crisis care system and try to apply it to our health. It just doesn't work, right? What that means is if you're having a heart attack, go to the hospital. If you have a mass that's blocking your colon, take the mass out. If your blood pressure is 200 over 150, get on blood pressure medications, right? There's a place for medicine. It's to save your life. That's why we had the healthcare system in the first place. It's to save your life. To save your life. But what I've realized is that we're going to a place of sickness to try to gain health and healing, and it's just not working. We can't apply a chronic care system or crisis care model, an acute care model, to chronic care. It's just not going to work. So on the show today, we talked about Jeff, who suffered with acid reflux and horrible neck pain for years. And Jeff, you know, has been a patient for only 2 weeks, and his acid reflux has stopped completely. His neck pain is 50% better. He's getting his life back. If he did nothing about it, it would have gotten what? Worse. Those are his words. It would have gotten worse. There's a few things you can do when you have a symptom. One is you can do nothing about it. We know it's just going to get worse over time. Two is you can cover it up with medication, which is actually worse than the first option because it gives you false sense of hope where you say, yeah, I feel pretty good. It's really no big deal. I feel fine. I'm just taking 4 medications, right? That's still a problem. It's actually getting worse. And then three is you can actually figure out what's causing it. That's where I see the transformation happen. When people figure out what's causing their symptoms, sickness, or disease, that's when health happens. That's when healing happens. And guess what? Healing is not overnight usually, right? It takes time because it's taking time to get there. We talked about Katie, who was on 3 to 4 headache medications, and she was fatigued all the time. She couldn't be the grandma she wants to be. Her headaches keep getting worse. Her energy levels keep going down. Her friends, her neighbors, her doctors keep trying to get her on certain medications. Well, Katie's been a patient now for about 3 months, she's headache-free. She has no more headaches. She's off all of her medications. She's sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night. She has so much energy. And guess what? Her friends ask her, what did you do differently? And she goes, I heard Dr. Nick on the radio, and what he said makes sense. He said that the spine controls everything, that if the spine is not healthy, there's no way the body can heal. And they said, what? You went to a chiropractor? She goes, yeah, I went to a chiropractor that focuses on correcting my spine. And they said, but I don't believe in chiropractic. I love that. I love it. For all the skeptics out there, you say you don't believe in chiropractic, you may have never experienced the right type of chiropractic, or maybe you've just been heard something that's bad. Listen, I encourage you to see what your spine looks like, because that's the only way to truly know if chiropractic can help you. You have to see what your spine looks like. And so now Katie has finally got her friends coming into the clinic because they say, well, you really helped Katie. You really helped Katie and her headaches. So maybe you can help me. So I see people coming in with all crazy types of symptoms that, guess what's not working? The medicine's not working. Hot flashes, sleep disturbances at night, fatigue, headaches, neck pain, cholesterol issues, blood pressure problems, allergies and asthma. I'll say it again. We're seeing people get incredible results with allergies and asthma because guess what? You weren't lacking the pills. You weren't lacking medication. That's not why you have allergies and asthma. Allergies is not a lack of Zyrtec in the body. Something's causing that. And what is that? It's the immune system. And they call the immune system now the neuroimmune system. Why? Because the nervous system was what controls your immune system. That is my story, guys. That's how I got into chiropractic is I had allergies and asthma. Allergies and asthma. On and off for years. I was on medications, some over-the-counter, some prescription. And I started getting adjusted. And I got off all these medications. I got rid of my allergies and asthma. I mean, that's why I became a chiropractor, right? Because I saw it change my life. So I'm seeing this change people's lives. And Joe was another patient that came in about a year ago. He's still a patient. He had horrible neck pain getting worse. His cholesterol and blood pressure was going through the roof. He had and still has a desk job. And that had caused damage in his spine. And the only way we found it is with x-rays. No one had ever x-rayed his spine. So we had to x-ray him to see if we can help him. And guys, we don't guess. We test in our clinic. And so when I see people like Joe or Katie or Jeff, or I'll tell you about Mary here in a second. When I see these people getting their body to heal, it starts from the inside out. See, the best doctor in the world is inside of you. It's not from the outside in. And so we heal from above down, inside out, from our brain, down our spinal cord, out our nerve roots, to every single cell tissue and organ of the body. It's the only way we actually heal. It's the only way we heal. And so we got to make sure that our body's healing and functioning from the inside out. If we miss this step, lifestyle contributes to the healing process, but it doesn't control the healing process. There's no pill, potion, or lotion that will ever heal you. It will never heal you. Only one thing heals you. It's your nervous system. It's your brain. For your heart to beat right now, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. But we're taught in our culture that everything has to come outside in. We shared with you a disturbing incident that happened on TV just last week, the Golden Globes. They did a mass flu vaccine skit where actually the two hosts of the Golden Globes said, hey, we want everyone to get flu vaccine. So literally, whether they're actors or medical care practitioners, whatever it is, they came out in white coats, masses of these people coming out in white coats with fake flu shots, asking tables if they want the flu shot. I mean, why does that even happen? Of course, there's some agenda behind that, but think about that. That's our culture. That's what we're seeing on TV. That's what our kids are seeing on TV. Golden Globe is now getting into the mass flu vaccine business. I don't get it. I mean, look at the billboards. Look at the commercials. 25% of all TV commercials are drug ads. North America makes up 5% of the world's population. We take 75% of the world's drugs. We're in a crisis. We're spending $9,000 per year, per man, woman, and child on sickness. Not on healthcare, but on sickness. Think about that. It's absolutely absurd to me. I don't get it. I think we got to wake up and start realizing that, listen, we got to do something different to get different results. We have to do something different to get different results. And that's what my hope and prayer is for the show. My mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health for you, for your spouse, for your family. That's my mission. That's why I get up in the morning, is to give you guys the right information, knowledge, and even just the mindset behind how do I transform how I view and manage my health. See, knowledge is great, but it's only potential power, right? I mean, so knowledge is power, but it's only potential until you apply it. When it's applied, it becomes powerful, right? So knowledge must be applied to really reap the results, to get the benefits. And that's why on the show, my hope and prayer is for you just to kind of wake up, smell the coffee, realize that wrong is wrong even if everyone is doing it, and right is right even if no one is doing it. We don't want to be like everybody else in our culture. We want to be counterculture. And we got to realize that wherever we're at today, it took years to get there. We must be patient and realize that healing is a process. Healing is a process, and never give up on your body. Because it is miraculous. It is miraculous that it wants to heal for you. And I've had people come into my clinic who said, well, my doctor says this, or I guess I'll just be this way forever, or I guess I'll just need the walker next, and you know, it's just getting worse. People just give up on their body. That's the saddest thing to see, is hopelessness in our body's potential. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, whether you think it or not. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body's working for you, never against you. My mission is to unleash the potential power in your body so it can heal itself from the inside out. And that's what we see in our clinic. But we have to be patient. We have to never be hopeless. We got to always keep striving to go in the right direction. Because your body is an Amazon Prime. It takes more than 2 days to get what you want. As I said last segment, that's what a patient told me. Your body is not Amazon Prime. It takes more than 2 days to get what you want. And so a patient that thought her body was Amazon Prime was Mary. Mary came into the office about 2 months ago now. Overweight, more than she'd ever weighed in her life. She had horrible low back pain, sciatica, and she was on blood pressure medication. She goes, Dr. Nick, I heard you speak at my church. I also heard you on the radio. I think that's a sign. Can you help me? Can you help me? I go, what do you want help with? She said, I want my low back pain to go away, and I'd like to see my blood pressure go down. If you can help me lose weight, that'd be great. She laughed at that. She was laughing at that. I go, no, that's possible. Let's just see what's going on. So we did a full exam of her spine, and we found that she had, from the back in her spine, your spine should be straight up and down. She had a 20-degree scoliosis in her lower back. No one had ever told her about. No one ever told her she had scoliosis in her back. And I asked her about her digestion. She goes, how'd you know I had digestive issues? I go, these nerves in the lower back, they control the colon. They control your stomach. They also control your kidneys. How'd you know I had kidney issues? I go, you have a scoliosis. That contributes to the kidney health. She goes, the doctor said, that's why my blood pressure is high. It's not because of my weight. It's not because of my heart, but it's with my kidneys. And she goes, do you think you could help me? I go, absolutely. But if I didn't x-ray her, I would have been guessing if I could help her. We found that we could help her. We started to adjust her spine, take pressure off the nerve system. It's now been 2 months. Her low back pain is 80% gone. Her blood pressure is dropping rapidly, and her cardiologist has now taken her off her blood pressure medication. And in 2 months, she's lost 15 pounds. Mary has hope back. She has hope in her body. She has hope in the potential that her body can heal. And we expect miracles in our clinic, and she's experiencing one. And it all started with her coming to the clinic. Our health center is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri, and our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. If you sound like Mary and you want to see if we can help you with low back pain, high blood pressure, maybe even losing weight, normally it's $140 to come in off the street as a new patient. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. Only $40 for a new patient appointment. Now, all you got to do is call right now. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever, right? So pick up the phone, call right now. We'll get you scheduled. I'll take the payment on the phone, and that way, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Have a blessed week, guys. Tune in next time. Have a great day. Higher and higher, baby. It's a